You're with SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, a senior Liberal MP has hit hard at Scott Morrison over his bushfire response. Health warnings for a new measles case in Sydney. And in cricket, both Australia and New Zealand delay naming their team for the third match in the Test series. Liberal MP Andrew Constance has hit out at the Prime Minister in an interview on 7th Sunrise Morning Show. Mr. Constance is the Minister for Transport and Roads and member for Bega. He has been on the South Coast as the fire unfolded and says he experienced firsthand the suffering that so many Australians are feeling. He says he understands the feeling of the people from Cobargo who heckled the Prime Minister, saying they probably gave him the welcome that he deserved.
I say this to the Prime Minister today. The nation wants you to open up the checkbooks, obviously help people rebuild their lives. I know this is tough and I know I'm on his side of politics, but, you know, Gladys and Shane Fitzsimmons came here 2 days ago and they obviously visited the fire-affected part of my electorate in the north. Glad's going to come back, but, you know, this is the feeling that people are going through, and I really need everybody to rally together to just support each other.
A state of emergency and a 2-day statewide fire ban comes into effect across New South Wales today. It's anticipated that heat will exceed 40 degrees Celsius tomorrow and wind speeds will reach 60 kilometres per hour. As a state of disaster continues across the state of Victoria, the Premier Daniel Andrews is urging people in threatened communities to leave. He says that resources are not available to protect all communities in the path of the fire and that the state of disaster will give the government power to force people to evacuate if they are in harm's way.
If you can leave, you must leave. If you don't, we simply cannot guarantee your safety. Others may be put into harm's way trying to protect you, and you may well find yourself isolated and cut off for an extended period of time following fire activity that will almost certainly occur tomorrow, Saturday, and potentially into Sunday.
The Victorian Minister for Police, Lisa Neville, acknowledges that the state of disaster gives the government more power than they have had before, but says it has only been enacted to ensure the community stays safe. She says the fires are projected to put communities at risk and wants to ensure people are as safe as possible.
That clearly showed that both the footprint of this fire and the communities likely to be impacted was going to grow significantly, including on those communities that already are impacted. What this provides for is unprecedented powers, and as the Premier said, this is an unprecedented move to use the state of disaster powers. But it is unprecedented in terms of these fires and the risk that it poses to our communities.
In the meantime, the Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, says the number of people unaccounted for in the fires has risen from 17 to 28. He says authorities are very concerned about their well-being and is reiterating his call for everyone in the fire impact zone to leave. Mr. Andrews says that the Mallacoota evacuation is going according to plan and more people will be leaving the area today. He also thanked every person involved in the emergency services for their help to keep Victorians safe.
But of course, we have grave fears for the safety and well-being of those 28 people who cannot be located. Having said that, though, these numbers will move around. A number of people who were part of the original 17 were located yesterday. There's been some other people who we've not even been able to necessarily determine as being missing who have never made it onto a list but have become known to family and friends only very recently.
And New South Wales is preparing for a horror fire day tomorrow as conditions threaten to be worse than those experienced on New Year's Eve. The Deputy Fire Commissioner, Rob Rogers, says the Rural Fire Service's sole focus is on keeping people safe and they're urging as many people as possible to get out of dangerous fire areas and to safe locations before tomorrow. He says that the containment lines of the fire is a major issue, as there are many fires expected to come across the border from Victoria, and fires around Sydney are expected to worsen. Mr. Rogers added that while many firefighters continue to defend their local areas, the RFS is focused on their welfare and ensuring they are adequately rested.
The good news on the weather front is once we get past tomorrow, there's no other peak days showing in the next few days. So our focus will be tomorrow. We'll then have a lot of fire to clean up, but at the end of the day, it's all about getting through tomorrow. So we know people have got a little bit of fire fatigue. They've just been dealing with this now for months, but we need people to stay focused. Tomorrow is not the day to drop your guard. Take it seriously. As I said, 3:30 in the morning, we were losing homes. So this isn't a tomorrow morning thing where we normally say early in the morning, leave. This is a tonight thing.
As fire conditions worsen across New South Wales and Victoria, South Australia is now facing an extreme heat wave. Today, well, this Friday the 3rd, is yet another day of extreme fire danger for South Australians, with emergency services warning that three out-of-control bushfires could potentially flare up in the hot, windy conditions. Temperatures in Adelaide are expected to reach 42 degrees Celsius, and several regional centres are predicted to top 45 degrees. The Country Fire Service Chief Officer Mark Jones said the forecast is concerning since the existing blazes have not been brought under control. A second measles case has broken out in Sydney, prompting authorities to issue warnings to all people to be alert for the symptoms. Measles symptoms start as a fever, sore eyes, and a cough, followed 3 or 4 days later by a red, blotchy rash that spreads from the head to the rest of the body. The Department of Health says that anyone who develops symptoms should arrange to see their GP and call ahead to ensure they don't wait alongside other patients.
These two cases that we've had over the last few days are unusual because they actually acquired their infection whilst they were in Sydney. They hadn't travelled anywhere. So we are putting out an extra special call to people to be on the alert for symptoms because they may have also been exposed.
And that was Dr. Christine Salvi, New South Wales Health Acting Director of Communicable Diseases. And she was just saying that measles breakouts are unusual, as usually measles come into Australia from overseas, but both of the recently infected Australians have not travelled at all. And into sport, in cricket, Australia and New Zealand are both waiting until the last minute to reveal their respective teams for the third test at the Sydney Cricket Ground. However, it's believed they're not naming their teams for different reasons. Tim Payne and Justin Langer have suggested Australia are likely to name an unchanged side after taking a 2-0 lead in the three-test series with victory at the MCG. But it's possible there could be a last-minute pitch inspection that could result in Queensland leg spinner Mitchell Swepson making his test debut. New Zealand's plans have been thrown into disarray by the fact captain Kane Williamson, batsman Henry Nicholls, and spinner Mitchell Santner are all sick. And having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, possible morning shower, top of 93. Adelaide, very hot and sunny, 42. Melbourne, hazy, 35. Hobart, partly cloudy, 24. Albury, Wodonga, sunny day, 24. Smoke and haze in Canberra with a top of 39. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 26. Sydney, cloud clearing, 28. Mostly sunny in Newcastle with a top of 30. And partly cloudy in Brisbane with a top of 31. Townsville, partly cloudy and a top of 30. Cairns, possible shower, top of 32. Alice Springs, a sunny day, 36 degrees. Darwin, partly cloudy, 35. And the Torres Strait Islands, a partly cloudy day and a top of 31. And that is NITV Radio News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.